Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to be sharing with you one of the most important announcements of the year. And I also want to kind of just dive into things a little bit with you all so that everybody makes sure they get the full information around my immersion. So on Tuesday, March 5th, so in a couple of days' time, depending when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it when it comes out, then next Tuesday, today is Friday, Saturday for America, for Australians. I mean, let's just get into it, Monica. Okay. So the tickets come out on Tuesday and they don't just come out. These are actually the last final remaining spaces. We sold 80% of the tickets, which I'm very proud of, at the end of last year. And so we have about 10-ish tickets left for each location, for New York and then for Paris. The tickets will go out at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. If you are on the wait list, which I highly recommend that you do so, given that there are so many of you wanting these tickets, so many on the wait list, hundreds of you on the wait list, and only 10 tickets left for each location. Getting on the wait list will mean that you actually get access to be able to buy your ticket early. So you will get access at 6 p.m. on Monday the 4th, that night, to allow you that evening to buy your tickets. And then 9 a.m. the next morning, they will go out to the public. So I want to kind of share a little bit about this event with you guys. But of course, if you would like more information on the event and really just to feel more of the vibes around it, have me answer some questions, I did a really fabulous open house that we are going to be resharing to you guys. And this open house just basically gives you the open house of the immersion. What is it actually like? What does it include? Who is it for? Like, what if I'm traveling alone? Like, what do we actually do each day? What's the itinerary? All those kinds of things. What do I expect? What do I need to bring? What do I not need to bring? I go through all of those kind of nitty gritty answers on that open house as well. So the link below the link will be below for the open house and also for my free trauma healing masterclass on Tuesday. They are not going to be here on Friday when you first listen to the episode if you listen to it in live time, but they will be put in on Tuesday when everything is then available for you to access. But for now, you can get on the wait list by clicking the immersion website page. You can read all of the details about the immersion. You can look at the different payment options, pay in full, payment plan, and get all those little nitty gritty things organized. Make sure that you get your nanny sorted and all those sorts of things. So when it comes to Tuesday morning, you can lock that ticket in and you do not miss out, because I don't want anyone having phone. I don't want anyone being angry at themselves and thinking, oh my God, I fucking self-sabotage this and whatnot, especially because I may not be doing another one. So before I go into why I may not be doing another one, let me just explain to you guys what are some of the things you can experience coming out of this event. Now, firstly, if you haven't gone to the website page and watched the promotional video as well as the testimonial videos from the last few events, I would highly recommend doing so. I'm also going to be sharing some before and after pictures on my Instagram. So you can be looking at my Instagram stories to see those before and after pictures. So you really can see that glow for yourself and that literal physical change in somebody's face after just 3 days. So a couple of the main things that you'll be able to walk out of this event with is having a regulated nervous system, so that instead of going into that state of overwhelm and stress and hypervigilance, you are going to be able to stay cool, calm, and collected, even in the toughest situations and the toughest moments that happen to all of us in different seasons of our life. You will also no longer be feeling numb in life, right? But rather you're going to be able to experience ecstasy just from the smallest moments, right? Abundance in your relationship with money and real safety in being seen and safety in receiving from a man and also receiving your dream life. You will also notice, and this is across the board, a full body depuff, right? Healthy digestion, connection to your womanhood, feeling sexy as shit when you look in the mirror. A lot of people will come and say to me after the event and like a few days after, especially when they've kind of gone home and settled, my bloating has disappeared. I've literally lost 10 pounds. Look at my face. It is snatched. It was so puffy before, which is why we like to have those before and afters. It's pretty incredible how just releasing all of this heaviness and tension and baggage and stress from our body literally brings a whole new sense of life and energy and vitality into our systems. of course, you will also be able to finally experience the freedom that comes with no longer being addicted to stress, addicted to possibly your victimhood, or feeling that you have to like hang on to your old life in order to feel like you're a part of something. You're going to feel so liberated as you step into these new levels of expansion with this new sisterhood. I know so many of you are telling me that you are really craving a greater sense of community this year. And so coming to either New York or Paris is such a beautiful way to be in that safe space of sisterhood. No one's going to stab your back. No one's going to be a bitch. No one's going to reject you. We're not going to have those sisterhood, you know, wounds just reignited, because these women are all here for the same reasons and they all have similar things they're wanting to work on with you. So you will feel so safe in being seen by them. Of course, also one of the best things that come out of it, because we all want this, is your man cherishing you, claiming you, and making you feel safe and wanted, not just love. Not as loved, but wanted in your relationship or in your dating experience. So those are just a few of the things that you can look forward to from this event. The full itinerary of the 3 days is on the website page, so you can get a glimpse of what we're going to be going through for the 3 days. It is really a somatic experience. It is not mindset shit. It's not just like sitting there and journaling and doing some yoga. There's absolutely none of that. This is a full body clean out. We are going to be working on all different parts of your body. As well, we will have plenty of Q&A time, especially on day 3. And I haven't actually confirmed this with my fiance, but now I'm going to be texting him. I am sure we will also do another Q&A with him, because you guys absolutely adored that in Melbourne last year and got so much out of it. So many of you said that it was so healing to hear the way that he talked about you, to just see, even just a lot of you said, even just to see the way that he looked at you was healing for them, and also just validating of like, I can have that too, and I deserve to be able to have that. For those of you that were at Melbourne, and for those of you on my email list, you will get notified about kind of what happened that was absolutely not to plan last year at Melbourne. If you remember, if you were there, it was like, whew, I'm getting sweaty thinking about it. Anyway, I wrote a whole email about something that was absolutely not planned. So if you aren't on my email list, I would make sure that you get on my email list. If you go to my website page, then it will just pop up so you can make sure you're on it, because you want to get this. And I want to remind you, you might be on some email lists, but not getting every single email, because we pick and choose who gets what email so we don't spam you all. So just make sure that you're on my main email list to get this email, because it will be sent out to everybody. You won't get double added, so you can always just re-add your name, and that way you can rest assured that you are going to get this email and find out what actually happened that was the hottest thing in the world, but absolutely not planned, and maybe or maybe not will happen. I'm not putting it in the agenda for New York or Paris. So if you guys want it, then you guys can demand it and I will submit. You guys can demand it in New York or Paris, but I'm not putting it in the agenda because I'm not putting it in the agenda. But if you guys want it again, you can beg us for it. And maybe depending on how my fiance is feeling, you'll probably have to convince him more than me. Then we will do it again. So anyway, if you're like, what the fuck is she talking about? Just make sure you're reading my emails so that you don't miss out on that one. But to kind of break down on from a general sense of what we actually do in the event, like I was saying before, the main component of it is somatic healing. So we're really getting your body out of those stuck trauma loops and cycles so that you can actually experience that freedom and no longer be stuck in those toxic habits and cycles and, you know, repetitive moments in your life where you're like, why the fuck am I still attracting in this kind of guy? Or why am I still behaving in this kind of way, without needing to rely heavily on like mindset and mantras and that kind of shit that doesn't last forever. We really want to be working on the root thing in your body that is causing you to still be experiencing these quote unquote negative things in your life. So a lot of it is obviously somatic based. We are doing lots of throat chakra work, self-expression, opening up your throat so that you feel really safe and can cultivate a sense of safety in actually speaking up and being fully expressed, no matter what it is that you're expressing. We are also going to be doing lots and lots on embodiment and manifestation. So the embodiment work is really going to be an essential part for you to actually walk away with feeling like you are rooted in this new magnetic aligned version of yourself. We'll also be doing lots of manifestation practices on day 3, because once we've kind of cleared out all of the shit and you're open and you're kind of neutral in a way, it allows us to then have all the space in our body to bring in all of the the energy and the, you know, the manifestation work essentially, so that you can actually be the woman that you want to be and have the life that you want to be. So we will be creating massive and rapid change with doing a lot of DNA upgrading work and really quantum work in regards to your energy field on day 3, which is really fucking awesome. And then we're also doing lots of work around sexual energy and expansion, really tapping into a part of ourselves that a lot of us have shut down. Our sexual energy and our sensual energy is so connected to our feminine energy, obviously, and to safety. A lot of us don't feel safe in expressing our sexuality. And as I love to do work around safety in, you know, being expressed in your feminine, it would be rude of me to just not include the work around sexual energy and expansion, because safety in your sexual energy is such a core component in just you feeling safe as a woman, especially as a woman in today's society, and as a woman that's letting her man lead and letting her man kind of be the dom, if you will. So lots of work around sexual energy, expanding your sexual energy, creating safety in tapping into your feminine essence, and just coming out of that state of disassociation from our body and fight or flight and just stress and overdrive and hypermasculinity, and fully tapping back into ourselves. If you have not taken the time to read the testimonials or just to watch the testimonial videos, that is going to be such a key component for you if you are umming and ahhing about coming to this event. Don't just like, please don't just read about the event. I want you to read what the other women have said, because it can be scary, you know, taking this leap of faith and getting out of our comfort zone. And we have to remember that the kind of like walls of our comfort zone, if you will, are just, it's like a gallery wall of fucking excuses, right? Instead of the gallery wall that's in my office, as that many of you have seen, it's all the wall of my New York apartment. It's the gallery. You have a gallery wall of your comfort zone, and there's no pictures in the fucking frames. It's excuses. So we have to remember that in order to get out of our comfort zone, we have to let go of all the excuses. We have to rise past the excuses. We kind of have to like dom our excuses, right? Like subdom, like dom our excuses, and really tune into what our heart is feeling. Tune into what our heart is calling us towards and what our intuition is calling us towards, because we will never make a wrong decision when we are trusting our intuition. We won't. I've written a bunch of great emails for you guys that are coming out this month around decision making, around trusting your intuition, around money mindset, like a whole different variation of topics. So like I said before, make sure you're on the email list. But more importantly, if you haven't joined my free trauma healing masterclass, that is going to be coming out on Tuesday, like I said, along with everything else, so you can make sure that you are fully understanding of kind of what are some of the aspects that I want to start with healing and then jump into those things. For any of you that absolutely can't come to the immersion, and not because of excuses, because like Tony Robbins says, it's never a lack of resources, it's a lack of resourcefulness. So my excuse that I kind of put in some of the emails, I'm like, unless you're giving birth on this weekend, like you can come, like you need to just rearrange things in your life and prioritize, right? It's never a lack of resources. It's that we aren't prioritizing things, right? We aren't actually being creative. Like, do you guys know that you can make like $500 to $1,000 a month reviewing shit on Amazon? Probably not. There is so many ways to make extra money on the side, but we just don't fucking look, because we don't prioritize it, right? We don't even allow ourselves to claim what it is that we want. We don't claim. And so my question for you is like, what the fuck do you want? Like, can you claim what it is you want? And then can you take the action steps to actually get there, right? So if though you are giving birth on that weekend and you're like, I absolutely cannot come to the event, and you have contacted maybe every single nanny in the whole entire country and none of them are available for that weekend to look after your children, maybe that's your excuse. Just one, is it an excuse? Is it a way that you're keeping yourself safe, or is it actually legit, right? You have to be discerning with that, of course. I'm just reflecting back to you a possible reason that you're keeping yourself in your comfort zone. There are other options. Queen Alchemy is an option. If Queen Alchemy isn't an option, then my little program that I just made at the end of last year, it's kind of the beginner's program of stepping into this world, empoweredly submissive. That is also a great place for a starting point for you guys. If you are coming to the immersion, if you want to come to the immersion, please make sure that you watch the open house video. If you want to or not, we will send you guys emails out and it will have the open house link in there. And there'll also be timestamps. So if you just want to jump to a certain question in the open house and then listen to me talk about it, then you totally can. And yeah. All right. So any questions, and any questions you want to ask before the tickets go out on Tuesday or Monday night, if you're on the wait list, you can email us right now so that it doesn't get lost, or send us a quick DM. On Instagram, my Instagram, just send it to me, Monica Yates Health. But if it's a long question, please send it to Olivia so that she actually can take the time to answer it for you. Her email, if you don't know it, is support@monicayateshealth.com. Make sure that you read the FAQs first. I've added a bunch of new FAQs on the website page so that you don't have to like wait for an answer for us. So read those FAQs first. And then if you still are like, I still need my answer, then please obviously email us. We want you to be able to make the most informed and expansive decision for yourself. Okay, I cannot wait to be having croissants with a bunch of you in Paris, and I cannot wait to be drinking bone broth with so many of you from my favorite bone broth place in New York. I am so excited to in-person events. Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you guys? Many of you will know this as well, but I'm going to quickly summarize this. The reason why I may not be doing another event, and this could be my last year of this event, or maybe this event in this capacity, is that we are planning on being pregnant soon. And that obviously comes with a whole array of different things. The event is very, very strenuous on my body. It is like 16-hour days for 3 days. I'm obviously holding all of your energies in the space. I'm looking after all of you. And I just don't know how I'm going to feel in pregnancy. I don't know whether I'm going to want to run the event whilst I'm pregnant, just for my own like energetic reasons, or whether I'm literally just not going to actually have the physical energy to do that event for 3 days because it is quite exhausting. So we just don't know. And so I'm being really transparent with you guys in saying that, of course, I hope to do an event next year because I fucking love my in-person events like so much. It's one of my favorite things to do. But I also have to be honest that I just don't know where things are going to go, right? And I'm kind of not in control with that as much as I'm going to set myself up for success with conception and with falling pregnant and having an easy pregnancy. We just don't know. So if you're thinking, oh, I'll just do next year's, that's probably an excuse you're telling yourself, number one. But also if you're just thinking, oh, I'll do next year's, well, there may not be a next year. And then the year after, I'm going to have a toddler. So again, I don't know what is going to be happening with the in-person. It may just be that my events change. I really have no fucking idea. So I'm telling you this just to be really honest and transparent, because I always am with you guys, and so that you just know that's where my head's at, and I just don't have in-person plans for next year and the year after solidified, because it's going to be more of a last minute thing depending how everything's going and depending how I'm feeling. Okay, so I hope this episode was helpful on kind of giving you an intro with everything, and any questions, just hit me up. I'm so excited. Do not wait on these tickets. 10 for New York, about 10 for New York and about 10 for Paris left, and then that will be it. We'll be all sold out. Yay. Okay, I will see you guys soon. Have a good rest of your weekend.